Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump.
Day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Lot to get to today. Big day for the Atlanta Hawks. Fun first couple play-in game. Well, the first play-in game was really fun last night. The second one wasn't so fun and might have been the end of an era in Golden State. But other things to worry about here with the Hawks taking on the Bulls tonight. Obviously, we'll talk some Braves and Phillies as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Yes, it is a big day for the Hawks as you were laying out the whole scenario as far as drafting, all that other stuff, which still goes over my head for protected, unprotected, all that other stuff. Just use protection if you're single. That's all I say. But back to this game.
Or don't. We got to repopulate.
Whatever. But yeah, I mean, you know, going back and just thinking about last night's game, I mean, what a great game that was between the Lakers and the Pelicans because of Zion. That game was great because of him.
Yeah,
and
but him, then it was also a bummer because
it
of him.
It sucked. Yeah. That's going to be the rest of it. It sucked because he went down. It's such a key moment. My biggest thing about the NBA, I like to see stars go where stars. Yeah. He was going at LeBron. He was guarding LeBron. Same thing the other way around. I just thought it was just, you know, up-tempo and everything like that. And like I said, I fell asleep right before halftime of the other game.
You didn't miss anything.
Miss a damn thing.
Yeah, you didn't.
I wasn't missing
anything.
That when I was awake watching it. Uh-huh. You know, and it goes back to, is that dynasty or whatever over?
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, they're talking. I heard Charles, because I like to get up early when the game's on TNT so I can listen to the end of the their show. And Charles said it best, just because he takes less money, it's going to make him a better player. And that's the one thing. Well, Clay can take less to stay. And it's like, Charles just like taking less ain't going to mean nothing.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I was thinking about this before the show, just as far as what his next move is. I mean, if he's able to stay there, great. If they can make that work, but like if there's another general manager in the NBA that pays him anything more than I don't even know what you can muster up right now for Clay, that it's general manager malpractice.
Yeah.
Like you're paying for the past.
Yeah.
Now Golden State can pay for the past because he did it there. I still think it's the wrong way to do it. I think they have an obligation to. They still have guys that are good. Like, Steph is still very good. They can still probably retool and
Kuminga's
really good. Yes. And there's a couple of other pieces that they found. Some of those young guys played pretty well down the stretch. But Klay Thompson scored 0 points in 32 minutes last night as a starter.
Points.
And that's not an outlier, really. Like, that's the thing about who he is right now is, unfortunately, and this happens to guys. You get injured in your 30s and a lot of times you don't come back,
right.
And it looks like he hadn't come back. Now, doesn't mean he didn't have a great career. Doesn't mean he probably is a Hall of Famer and one of the great shooters of all time,
right.
But he's not that guy anymore.
Right.
So they can pay him for memory's sake. He can get a nostalgia contract from Golden State. But if another team, because we talked yesterday about what are the Hawks going to do. If the Hawks decide they just want to throw a boatload of money at him because of his name, that's just flat out.
Not good.
That's just flat out irresponsible. Because he can't do it anymore.
He can't do it. I mean, he was one of the best two-way players in the league.
He was.
And he could get up and he can drop 60 on with no dribbles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how elite of a shooter that he was.
We've almost never seen, like, especially with him and Steph together. You've never seen a duo like that.
But the thing about it, dynasties come to an end, man.
They all do.
They all do and everything like that. And because they were all in, rightfully so, they won four damn titles being all in.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go on from that. And so you try – because I always go back and laugh when everybody thought that that's what they were trying to build here because Travis Schlenk comes over and they go draft Trey and Herter and the other dude.
Stop bringing Amari Spellman into the conversation.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah. Versus like
Amari's just trying to live his life. Okay.
But
he's probably killing it in Turkey or something.
The first
like
game
that
was awesome, and now you got a situation where Philadelphia, who Joel Embiid's back, they're a 7 seed, and they have to play Miami tonight, which is always, you never know what Miami teams are going to show up, especially in the playoffs, because they're built they've just built different. But Embiid is that, he's really damn great.
Yeah, and they've won all the games since he came back.
Averaged 30 points.
They haven't lost a game since Joel Embiid came back.
And he's averaged 30
points. Now, you made me look it up. He's in Korea.
Okay.
Amari Spellman. He's killing it in Korea. So, I guess they missed on that one. What were we talking about?
We're talking about the Hawks.
The Hawks, yes, that's right. Sorry, I got distracted by Amari Spellman. I met him at the dog park at Piedmont Park one time.
You told me that.
Really nice guy.
Yeah.
Kind of had a little dog. But that's okay.
Big dude, little dog?
Big dude, little dog. But I think it was his girlfriend's dog.
Oh, okay.
Benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
But it's whatever. Do whatever you want. Have a little dog if you want. Who am I to judge? I'm wearing a pink bracelet. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's all right.
Yes, the play-in tonight between the Hawks and the Bulls. Obviously, there's stuff at stake, like postseason stuff at stake as far as draft position and ping pong balls and all of that. There's so much going on right now at this basketball team that you can worry about when it's over.
Right.
Just root for them to win.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, it doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it as sports fans sometimes.
I agree.
Like, just beat the Bulls tonight and then beat whoever loses the Sixers Heat game on Friday. And then who knows? Like, maybe Trae Young can catch a heater in the playoffs. Whatever. Like, root for them to go on some sort of unprecedented. It would be Sunday.
It'd be Sunday.
So you'd have to go Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Okay. It would be, obviously, you'd be the 8 seed. You'd be taking on the Celtics, who won the East by like 14 games or something like that. Like, they are so by far the best team in the Eastern Conference. We haven't seen a team run away like that in almost 40 years, maybe almost 50 years. So then if they don't, then we can talk about all the other stuff. And I don't think that they will. I don't think the Hawks will win tonight, honestly. I don't think that they'll beat the Bulls tonight. Nothing about them this year says that they will. I know that they've won in the play-in before, and that's fine. And I hope that they do, but I don't expect them to.
No.
Like, this is a team that won 36 games this year.
Yeah,
like, this is not a good basketball team, and the Bulls aren't a particularly good basketball team either, but they've owned the Hawks over the last 3 seasons. I think they're 7-4 against the Hawks over the last 3 seasons. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it comes to an end tonight.
No, it wouldn't. It really wouldn't, Andy, because of what you said. They're on the road and everything like that. And we were talking about if old boy plays if he plays tonight.
Oh, Drummond.
If Drummond plays tonight, because
DeSumo is really the guy.
Did he have like 30 rebounds that time here?
Yeah, he's eaten the Hawks alive.
He had like 30 rebounds. The kid
DeSumo has been really good against the Hawks too, and he's done a great job defending Trey. Really, like, he's outplayed him in the 2 times they played this year. I know Trey has been dealing with various injuries throughout the season. I mean, we missed a ton of time because of that left pinky, but like, they just have answers for what the Hawks do. They have size down low if Drummond plays and what you're talking about. They got DeSumo on the outside who can defend Trey and does a nice job against him. And then they have DeMar DeRozan who just gets to the mid-range and gives guys absolute headaches.
And he's a late-game closer.
He is. And that's the thing. Like, that's what I always expect the Bulls-Hawks games to be, is pretty tight ball game, back and forth, probably within 5 points or so in the final couple of minutes, and then DeMar DeRozan just kind of takes over, like, which is what he's done in a lot of these matchups. So, I don't know. I hope they go out and get him tonight. I hope that they do. I hope they beat him tonight. And then it'll probably be Miami on Friday, because I just think Philadelphia is really good.
Yes,
and I think now that Embiid is back, they're kind of able to get back to what they were doing pre the Embiid injury.
31-8.
They're really good. Yeah, they're really good. And he was maybe going to win another MVP award.
Was.
Like, he was scoring more points per game than he was playing minutes per game.
That's what I'm saying.
One's done that since Wilt. He was averaging like 35.5 and only playing 34 minutes a game.
That's what I mean. That dude and I know he won't be 100% healthy, but he's healthy enough, damn it.
Yeah.
And then
healthy enough to beat New York.
You know, this first round, it drags on. What's a game every 3 days? So you're giving this big man rest throughout that time. And he is a dude that he is, and he's on a mission too, because he got a guy, I think, with Maxey that he won't look too like, damn. You know what I mean? Like Ben Simmons.
Yeah, no, he's
like
got
James Harden.
He's got a dog.
Yeah, he got
like
he
Tyrese Maxey is
a dog. Got to go with him
he
now.
Does.
And so that should be an interesting one. But yeah, the thing with the Hawks is because they got Trey, and Trey can drop 50 at any moment.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me at all if Trey goes out there and wins them the game.
Yeah, tonight. I mean, that's what kind of talent that he is offensively. So, yeah, if you can find a way to get him going tonight, there's no reason why they can't go into Chicago and win. Because, I mean, I'll never put nothing like, oh, well, Chicago's already in Cancun or whatever, because they're not. They want to win this game also. But, I mean, I think the Hawks can go up to Chicago.
It also wouldn't surprise me if Trey goes out there and has, like, 22 tonight and just doesn't have a good shooting night.
I mean, with this team, what does surprise you?
Nothing.
Okay.
I guess what would surprise – good defense. That would surprise me.
If holding them under 120.
Yeah. Chicago likes to play slow, so you might be able to do that. But, that would surprise me if they, like, played genuinely good team defense with Trey out there tonight. That would surprise me. I guess it would surprise me if they won the next two and then, like – really gave the Celtics something in the first round. That would surprise me. But yeah, other than that, like there's not a lot of like bad things that could happen that would surprise me.
just good things.
Yeah. The only thing that would surprise me is if good things happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
Because of them.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, anything's possible. You're the two man. I don't, I mean, I'm trying to sound positive about tonight.
Okay.
They're going to win tonight, Andy.
They might.
No, they're going to win tonight.
And if they do, then we'll talk about Friday. If they don't, then I guess tomorrow can be the conversation about, like, the reality of the team.
Because, I mean, tomorrow when we come on, it'll be a reality.
Okay.
They lose, then we can start talking about.
We'll delay reality for a day.
Then we can start talking about the next move and everything like that far as
who's
going to be here, who's not going to be here, how do you make this team better.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So 23 hours from now, then we'll get there, 24 hours.
Yes.
The reality of the situation with the Braves is twofold. Guys keep getting hurt, and it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And now Ozzie Albies is going to be out for anywhere between the 10-day IL that they put him on and 4 to 6 weeks. I saw some people saying maybe closer to a month is what they're feeling like internally.
It sounds like that to me. With a fractured toe?
Ozzie's going to be out for a while.
Yes.
He's going to be out for a while.
Yes.
Sean Murphy's already out, and Spencer Strider's out for the year.
Yes.
And yet they keep winning.
Yes.
Reynaldo Lopez was fantastic last night.
He really was.
This guy's given up one run in three starts. The Braves just kind of decide they want to wait till the ninth inning to pile it on the Astros.
Like Lego.
Which is pretty fun.
Lego, man.
But, yeah, man, that's a lot of really good players hurt early in the season. Not what you want.
I don't want them hurt at all, but rather now than later.
That's true.
You know, these things, like, Ozzie's going to come back.
Right. With Strider, Murphy, obviously.
Sean Murphy's going to come back.
Yeah.
You know, we know the Spencer's not going to come back. But, yeah, I mean, that was the thing. And I know I was scared when Ronnie went down. I was.
Yeah.
But then you saw it, like, he pointed at his knee, but then you saw the ball hit him off of it, which seemed like it just hurt like hell coming at the momentum that he's coming at. But, yeah, they keep finding ways to win. Marcell Ozuna's still raking. 15-game hit streak. And like I said, this lineup is so good that it's going to have to keep them in games a lot of times. Mm-hmm. It's going, but like I said.
And it will.
And sometimes it might be in the second inning, but, you know, last two games, it's been in the ninth.
And it might be a little bloop by our guy, Guillorme.
How about that?
A little bases loaded down the left field line bloop.
How about that? But the biggest one was, like, Arcia's home run. Like, we're sitting there watching it. And as soon as he hit it, like, oh, that's gone. You know, just certain times when you see a dude strike the ball.
Arcia?
Look, that's gone.
Is playing incredible to start this season.
Then why'd you sit him?
Well, you got to give him a little rest. You know, you got to get Guillorme out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to get him out there. Okay.
He needs the exercise.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
You know, you hate to bring him in case the wheels fall off of him a little bit.
He's got wheels on him. Find out who he's talking about coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Deuces wild. Two on. 2-2. Ground ball. Orlando's got it. Steps on second. Ball game over. Braves win the series.
You know, he got hot last night, and then hot, and then we scored, added on the runs, and you know, you hate to bring him in case the wheels fall off of him a little bit, because, you know, he's the guy you want coming in, picking up the next, you know, the next guy. So he did a good job there, because that was, you know, that tying run was lurking on deck. That's good. I'm glad, you know, these guys.
Yeah, it's a little bit annoying that Raisel Iglesias had to come into the game last night at the end. Aaron Bummer has kind of been
a bummer,
appropriately named so far this season, coming out of the bullpen, which is really, you know, it, we're kind of nitpicking as far as what is and hasn't been great so far. But yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable when he comes out of the bullpen at this point. Maybe at some point he can change that, but not right now. Nice to see Matzik go out there and have the appearance that he had after some rough ones in the early part of the season. Really, the story, though, is Ronaldo Lopez. He's made 3 starts. He's 2-0. His ERA is 1.5. He just looks amazing.
Looks good, yeah, man. Got a little trouble, got out of it every single time. I think that, you know, with added more, he's always responsible when you go out there because you're a professional pitcher, but obviously he's moved up to the 4 slot now and everything like that, and I think that he's been really, really good.
He's been the best starter so far.
And that's the next thing I was going to say is that because, you know, when Alex brought him in and we didn't know what his role was going to be, and Alex and him kept saying they're going to stretch him out.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things, let him be one of the starters and still didn't know what to expect. And yet he's been brilliant since he's been here and everything like that, which is something that you guys can continue to build off of, knowing that, you know, you have a hole in your rotation, period. You have a hole in your rotation without Spencer Strider trying to fill that that void with bodies. And hopefully you can find one of these bodies that can stick around for a minute and not have to keep going back and forth on the wangster wagon. So – good job. Good job, Braves. They'll find a way to win late. I mean, the Astros are not very good. And I thought that, I mean, he was cooking Altuve yesterday.
Yeah.
Just cooking him. Like, can you catch up to it? And so, but I always have the question, is Altuve's bat as tall as he is?
Pretty much.
It looks like it, though.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay.
Small fella.
Every time I look at him, I'm like, damn, that bat looks like he's about the same height as he is.
When it's all said and done, he's going to end up as a Hall of Famer, right? Like, Jose Altuve is an incredible player. Is he the shortest Hall of Famer ever?
I'm sure there's somebody named like White Walls Willie or something like that.
Stumpy Jenkins. Played for the Chicago Browns.
There's somebody that was like probably like 5 feet. Little McGee or something like that. Yeah.
Old Stubbs.
Yeah.
Stubbs Thompson.
What came up quickly was not Hall of Famer, but the shortest player in MLB history.
Yeah,
Eddie Gwaddell, 3'7".
The tiny guy that they brought out there to draw a walk, but that was kind of like a sideshow.
Hold on, run it by me again?
Yeah, they brought a little guy out there to get a walk.
What was this?
It was in like the
20s. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
3'7" Eddie.
Or 40s or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
To bring him to do.
Strike zone's little, you know? What are you supposed to do? You're going to walk.
Was that on the Bad News Bears? When they brought the little short kid in? I think that was the Bad News Bears. I know, just get it down a little bit.
Like, shouldn't the strike zone be the same no matter what?
I would think so.
Like,
I mean,
is it really shoulders to knees no matter how tall you are?
I mean,
belly button to knees or whatever.
Bottom of the letters. Bottom of the letters to kneecap.
But if you're 4'6", like that's not
makes that much tougher.
That's not fair.
That's why Ricky Henderson would draw so many walks.
Like the end zone isn't smaller for small receivers. You know what I mean? Like, the rules don't change in other sports if you're little.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a guard, like, Trey's little.
Right.
He doesn't get, like, extra help on defense.
That is true.
He'd be great if he did.
That is true.
He doesn't.
But, hey, man, if
you call what Aaron Judge is really a strike at the bottom of the letters is, like, the top of both Altuve.
It should be the same.
So that's not fair.
It's not fair.
It should be the same.
It's not fair.
It shouldn't be bigger for Aaron Judge either, though. Like, it should just be the same for everybody.
But that's the have you seen these strike zones this year?
Well, yeah.
I don't think they even know what
no
a damn
one knows
strike
what
zone is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't even think they know what a damn strike zone
which
is.
Which is why we need robots.
But did the robot adjust to height?
I don't think so. Hope not.
Oh, that's what I'm asking. Like,
height-adjusted robots,
we're asking for too much.
No, I think we do. I mean, we had a Kendrick Lamar verse released the other day that wasn't even really
Kendrick Lamar.
Like, robots can do anything right now.
That's a scary thing, Bunk.
I know it's very scary.
Scary thing. Scary thing, they coming for
us. They don't have the same values we have.
Oh, they coming for us, dog. They don't care about nothing. They don't have no emotions.
Mm-mm.
They don't. Hey, and when an emotionless robot is a scary robot.
You're damn right.
Damn right.
So that was all the fun stuff that happened yesterday. The bad news was that Ozzie Albies was placed on the 10-day injured list. It's going to be more than that.
I think so too.
pretty badass that he played 8 innings with a broken toe.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ozzy Albies breaks his toe. He's going to be out for probably about a month. We're going to see more Luis Guillorme. And obviously, they called up another second baseman to replace him. But so a lot of injuries early in the season for the Braves.
Yeah. Well, he said early. So, I mean,
that's true.
You know, we know Ozzy's going to be back. Sean Murphy's going to be back. Knowing that Spencer Strider's not going to be back. Scary situation with Ronald yesterday, but obviously he's going to be fine. And so, you know, you just got to keep, you know, because there's so many good players that are surrounding these guys, they don't have to carry as much weight, and anything you get from them is a bonus.
That kid that you talked about yesterday that the Astros called up, Whitley, ruined his debut.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. At least he didn't get any earned runs. He just tacked on runs to the guy that was out there before him. But, yeah, I know I felt a little bad because he had a great story of getting to the bigs and all the stuff, the adversity he had to face. I was like, that's a nice story. Let's ruin it.
Yeah.
Let's ruin this for this kid.
Go out there and make him feel you.
Yeah.
Go out there and make him feel you.
Make that interview with his parents not a positive one, you know, because I'm sure they interviewed his parents in the stands like they always do on Valley whenever somebody gets called up.
Oh, yeah. They have the whole – mom and dad flew all the way here from Italy.
I know the new guy's doing a nice job and all that, but Kelly Krull was always able to make him cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kelly had that.
What's the new guy's name?
Bo?
No. It's an interesting name. I don't remember what it is. It's like
I was saying, Bo.
It's like
Bo,
Hadley.
You know?
It's like Hadley Jenkins. Or
is it
something.
Hadley?
I don't know what it is. Oh. It's something like that. Though.
Oh, okay. Oh, I mean, I've met a Hadley. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice gentleman. Met a Hadley before.
I think is Bo looking it up?
Yeah, I think
he's
Bo's
trying
looking,
to.
Bo's looking
working
it up.
On it. He's going to get there. All right. Well, while he does that, let's hear from LeBron after. They eliminate or not eliminate. They move on. They're going to get the 7 seed. The Pelicans are going to have to take on the Kings for that final spot. But the Lakers win last night. Here's LeBron afterwards.
Defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant in their home floor over the last few years. You know, they got a MVP on their team. They got a closer on their team. They got high-level players, high IQ players. They got a hell of a coach. So, you know, we have to play mistake-free basketball.
Wow.
Make it tough on them. They're going to try to make it tough on us, obviously.
Not Hadley Jenkins.
But it's going.
If we can play out, it's
the greatest game we can play.
Like the brother? Game Wiley and Hadley is pretty similar.
So come out one or two possessions.
Yeah, I thought it was a brother. We said Jenkins.
I know some white Jenkins.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Never met one.
Ian Jenkins. I went to middle school with him.
Obviously, you know everybody first and last name.
He was always in trouble.
I never met one.
Pretty good basketball player, though.
A non-brother Jenkins. I don't think I've ever met one.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know a lot of white Jenkins.
I never ever met one. Not gonna think of.
Anyway, that was LeBron talking about moving on from the play-in round to face the Nuggets, who they played in the Western Conference Finals last year and got swept.
Yeah, man, they won 8 straight against the Lakers. Talking about the Nuggets, they got a cheat code. There's no Jokic. Guard. Now, AD plays him the best, and that still ain't good enough.
Right. He does a nice job on him.
Yeah, he plays
him
the best, and that's still not good
enough.
But
then also it wears him out, though.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Because AD needs to average 30 in like 15.
He needs to kind of not guard him.
Yeah.
Like, they need to find another answer.
They need to put, what's his name, Richie?
Yeah, Hachimura.
Yeah, him. They need to put...
just a lot of bad name guessing in this segment going on.
They need to put him on him. And but I think, it was a big thing about them maybe not winning, so they have opportunity to play now.
Yeah.
They're going to go get this win.
I'm so glad that they didn't. Like, teams don't, I don't think. Well, yeah. let me correct that. Yeah. Teams do it. I think it's cowardly,
yes.
And I think it's lame.
Yes.
And I'm glad the Lakers didn't do it because we're the damn Lakers. Yes. We have LeBron and AD.
Yes.
We're going to, and also our goal is to beat all these teams anyway.
Right.
So, like, if we're going to achieve the goal, we're going to play you eventually. This is 100% why I'm rooting for the Magic. In their
because Cleveland did some cowards.
Cleveland
stuff.
Tanked like they lost on purpose because they were like, all right, we think we have a better chance against them. So, and I like a lot of the guys on Cleveland's team. Philosophically, can't root for them
right
because they tanked to get a playoff seating.
I mean,
and I think that sucks.
It was a great game last night. I mean, Zion was just in attack mode from the beginning.
He's playing
and it just
so
sucked
good.
At the last minute. He gets hurt.
That's the best NBA game of his career.
Yeah, he was out. I mean, he was in attack. Mode.
He scored 40 points. He had 11 rebounds. He was dynamic. He was killing it in the half-court offense. Really, in the first half was all they could really get in the half-court was when they would get it to Zion. They had some nice some nice answers in the second half as well. Jose Alvarado played fantastic yesterday.
He is a dog.
He is.
He is.
Woo. He is. I had no idea that he would have the. He found a perfect spot.
Yes.
In New Orleans, and they use him perfectly and all that. I had no idea he was going to be this type of player coming out of Georgia
Good
Tech.
Good for him, man.
C.J. McCollum was brutal yesterday.
Yes.
Just absolutely brutal.
Between him and then we talked already about the second game because Klay Thompson was awful.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and that's one of those things. I saw a video this morning. He's turned around, soaking it all in and everything like that. I mean, he was such a great player.
Do you think he considers retiring?
No. No, I don't think so.
Probably should.
I mean, he got all the money in the world. He got championships. He got a boat that he takes across, you know, takes to work every day.
You know, I mean, he's as far as that goes, he's fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, he has the competitive desire to want to prove people wrong.
That's the thing about it is, like, whenever you're at a point in your career and you start and you still feel, but you're just not playing the way you feel, you get to the point where you maybe have some self-doubt.
That's got to be brutal. Like, just brutal. Because he was – at one point, so capable of so many things.
Yes.
And you're right, he feels good. He's healthy.
Yeah.
He's healthy. He just can't do it anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
So,
I mean, you know, you come off an ACL and an Achilles injury, mm-hmm. and you're a wing player in the NBA with all these athletic
Yeah, he
guards.
Just his role just has to change. He come off the bench and shoot. You can't be expected to guard. You can't play 32 minutes in the starting lineup. Like, you just can't do that. Yeah. Like,
Wiley.
Klay Thompson's a 24-minute-a-game seventh man.
Yep. And that's,
maybe.
And that's not,
but are you willing to accept that? Like,
but that's what I'm saying. At first you hear, hell no. And now as he's maybe starting to recognize his mortality a little bit, he's starting to say, like, okay. Like, I don't think he wants to leave Golden State. But
no.
Golden State's not going
to
give him
he doesn't want to leave Golden State. He wants to play 35 minutes a game and take 24 shots
and,
that's the
thing
be
about
Klay
it.
Thompson.
But I think in any other team in the league, he's willing to do that there. I think he's willing to do that there. Play that role there.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm also interested to see if there's another team in the league that just is dumb
mm-hmm.
and is like, you know what, we'll just pay him and he'll be Klay.
Could be a possibility.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Just don't be that team, okay? Yeah. Don't be the team that does that. And I'm talking specifically
to the Hawks.
To the team that plays right down the road from here. They got a chance to keep their season
Atlanta
alive tonight.
Atlanta got different air, man.
As
Atlanta
well.
Got different air. He can heal. Yeah.
Klay come down here and find his – Splash Brothers legs again or something like that. There was a very interesting article written on ESPN.com last night about the Bill Belichick coaching search. Obviously, a lot of Falcons details in there. We'll talk some about that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle 20 minutes away. Grant McCauley going to join us at 12:20. Assuming he doesn't get hurt before then. Everybody related to the Braves seems like they're getting hurt right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully Grant's okay by 12:20. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40
as well.
Hopefully,
you know, we talk about the baseball, we're talking about with the Braves. You know, that's just – is it bad luck? You know what I mean? Like, it's just bad luck.
The Aussie one's just flat out
bad
luck.
The Aussie one's just flat out bad luck.
I mean, that's just a breaking ball that broke too quick and hit him in the toe.
Hit him in the damn toe. And I know that had to hurt.
Oh,
I'm talking about – I've had some feet problems. Still have feet problems. But, hitting that damn baseball just hit you directly on it. Like, it didn't bounce or nothing.
No, right on the toe.
Right on the damn toe.
And broke it.
Yeah.
That's why we need steel-toed cleats.
I was about to say that. Put some steel toes in that thing,
steel-toed
man,
cleats.
And get it done and everything. But yeah, they're still in, you know, still best team in baseball.
They're fine.
They'll be all right. I didn't know the Dodgers were struggling the way they are right now. Because you know, the only thing I watch is the Braves baseball. I watch highlights and everything of the Knicks of whatever's going on with, around the league and everything. But yeah, they're just still trying to figure things out. How's the other Japanese pitcher? Has he figured it out?
The Dodgers guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I know he had a horrible first start.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Yankees are really good early
it's
in the
crazy,
season.
Ain't it?
I know. Because everyone thought they were going to suck.
How about Juan Soto? Juan Soto
rough,
was like, Juan Soto's like, only dude that could turn down 440.
Contract year.
Yeah, only got to turn down 450 mil.
Juan Soto in a contract year, in that lineup, in that stadium.
Yes.
Damn. Like, it's pretty good.
And Juan Soto, to me, seems like a brother who don't do the first.
No, we don't want to.
You know, like,
we don't need to defer.
Yeah, he don't seem like he's the type of cat that's going to defer
90% of this for 20 years.
Yeah, he don't seem like he's the kind of cat that's just going to defer money.
Hopefully he doesn't have a translator that has a gambling problem either. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, dog. Ain't that much gambling in the world, dog. I got to shank you. I can't shank you because I lose my career. But I got to find a way to get to you in prison.
You got to have make sure you're a few
steps
removed from it.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, somebody goes to see him.
Yeah, dog. I got. Yeah, man. You stole all that money?
$16 million.
Stole all that money from me? Yeah, I got to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get on with somebody.
Not good.
Somebody, because that's just, you still think, I hate a thief anyways, but you talking about some person that entrusted you with stuff like that, and obviously all the other logistics of changing passwords and stuff like that, but still, like, nobody caught that.
That's what blows me away is, all right, it sucks to have someone be so conniving and sneaky and someone that you trusted and all that stuff, and stealing anything sucks. $16 million is outrageous.
You know how many alerts I get a day from the bank? I make sure.
When we get down to a certain amount in the checking account, I get a text from PNC. They let me know, hey, funds are diminished.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, PNC. It's not Friday yet. Leave me alone. I know that. That's why I only put 4 gallons in my tank, okay? Leave me alone. Poor shaming PNC. Hate ass PNC. Leave me alone. I know. I'm aware.
Well aware. You put 4 gallons
in there. Do I put 4 gallons in there?
4 gallons. Guys? 4 gallons. 4 gallons in the element. That gives you half tank, won't it?
That's way more than that.
Really?
Four gallons?
Yeah.
That'll get me to work for a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get to and from work for a week with 4 gallons. We're good.
Okay. That's why I was, when you said, why are you looking like that, Bo?
I don't know. I don't know.
What kind of gas mileage? 4 gallons is?
4 gallons is like 80 miles. A little more.
Yeah, you stay with 12 miles from here, right?
Yeah, it's not far.
Oh, it's your luck. Oh, yeah. You're
yeah,
right.
It's easy. Yeah. And I just straight up and back. Here's the good news, though. Even the best news of all time.
What's it?
Probably not going to be surprising to anyone, and probably the most on-brand thing ever. My mom has a car here that my brother was driving, doesn't live here anymore.
Right.
It's a Prius. So she's like, hey, why don't you keep it at your house so we keep an eye on it and all that kind of stuff, because we don't want it over there. People break into cars and all that.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, not only that, why don't you let me drive it?
Right.
And then gas mileage goes up even higher. And I drive a Prius, which nothing is wrong with it. It just feels right, doesn't it?
Ballin' ass Barb got 2 houses on both coasts and 2 cars on both coasts.
Yeah. No,
ballin' ass Barb.
Again, I don't know what happened or where this all came from.
She got a raise and didn't tell y'all. Or maybe she owns a company and didn't tell y'all.
Or maybe she knows the interpreter. Maybe she's been in business.
Ballin' ass Barb.
Maybe she's been in business with Shohei's interpreter. I really don't know, but yeah. We're going to be riding around town in a Prius pretty soon, so get ready, Atlanta.
Prius 10 and 2?
Prius 10 and 2 bunk is coming to a right lane near you, all right? There we go. All right, from Priuses to super yachts. I didn't know what a super yacht was until I read this article about Arthur Blank and the offseason and Belichick and all this stuff. Check it out on ESPN.com right now. Some interesting stuff. You can choose to believe however much of it you want. I think that there's some... I think there's some revisionist history or retelling of truths being told in this story, but that's okay. What I do know is that Arthur Blank has a 295-foot yacht that cost $180 million.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
That's also where he interviewed Bill Belichick a couple of times, which we knew that the interviews took place there. We also find out in this article that Belichick was pretty convinced that he had the job.
Kind of knew that already.
Until they made the announcement that it was Raheem Morris. And it's come out that it wasn't even close. There was 3 other guys in front of him and all that stuff, maybe. But it all seems like it pretty much played out the way that we thought it did afterwards, which is Arthur Blank really wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
He went back to his brain trust. Rich McKay and the crew was like, I don't think so. I think this is a better path.
Mm-hmm.
And they went the other way. One of the interesting things in the article, though, is a conversation between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, where it is reported that Robert Kraft called Arthur Blank and warned him not to trust Bill Belichick.
And that is the weirdest thing.
Which, if true, is crazy.
Oh, if that's true, that's cold-blooded.
Yeah.
That's cold-blooded if that's true. I don't, you know, when you have as much success as both of those guys had, and I do know at the end it was a rip. I mean, we know about this, and a lot of this was on that documentary and everything like that. You know, it was going to be, he was going to choose Tom, and then they won that Super Bowl here, and the defensive performance and all those things, and he's like, you know, basically Bill still has it and all those different things, and then it just, all of it went away and things like that. But if he called Arthur Blank and said, don't hire, I can't say I believe it or not.
Yeah.
But that's cold-blooded if he did.
It is.
It's cold-blooded if he did. And then you hear go on to hear about other teams like the Eagles. They didn't want to have to rearrange all their different things. But rightfully so. You have the right to do all that. It's your team, and you don't have to do that.
Well, the Eagles already did that.
The Eagles did that
for Chip Kelly, and it didn't work out.
It didn't work. So they've seen that before. Mm-hmm. Atlanta has never been through anything like that. But for him, because that was always the biggest thing with Bill, was all the control and everything. And in the article, is basically saying he said that he was willing to work with Terry and everybody else.
That is one thing that has been consistent from everyone.
Yes.
That's what Belichick has said. That's what this article said. It's what Arthur Blank said when he was asked about it, even though they said they weren't even close to it anyway. But Belichick was willing to meet him in the middle as far as that went and all that. And that's fine. Whatever. That's fine. And I don't have a qualm. Of course, Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft have a relationship.
Yes.
A lot of the owners do, but then there's even like a more specific group of super yacht owners that have a different type of relationship. I wouldn't be surprised if Arthur Blank had reached out to him and been like, hey, like,
I'm thinking
about this.
There's 100% that Arthur Blank reached out to
that's very different than, hey, we're interviewing this guy. You've worked with him for 25 years. What do you think? That's very different than Robert Kraft picking up his phone, calling Arthur Blank and being like, don't do it. Because I also, just in my, I don't know, not trust anybody mind, as far as the NFL goes, if he did that, wouldn't part of you be like, wait, why?
Why don't you think I should do this, Robert?
Why don't you want me to hire this guy that won you 6 Super Bowls? Like, because isn't it Robert Kraft's job to make sure that his team is the best team in football?
That it is.
Like, does he really care if the Falcons hire a bad coach or not?
That's what I'm saying. How close are he and Arthur Blank, and how much does he despise Bill Belichick?
Yeah, those are questions I don't know the answer to. But what
because
I do know
them,
is
– both of them, they can be like, you are my main man. Right? You are my, of all the owners, you are my main man. All right? Let me put you on game, Arthur.
I don't want that at all from any owner because I don't trust them.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to beat you.
Yeah. But
like, it's a zero-sum game.
Let me put you on game.
If I wanted to be devious and Arthur Blank trusted me, then I would be like, hire him.
Yeah.
If I hate him. Like, if I think he's going to do a bad job.
Oh, yeah. Bill's awesome.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
And then that's 3 years I don't have to worry about.
Make sure you give him all the control, too.
What you really want to do is make sure he's in control of everything and then takes over the franchise.
Right.
That part of it stood out to me as weird. Like, I get you're going to call around, especially if somebody you have a relationship with, all that. This is a different type of situation. But, like, I hope that didn't have much to do with it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I hope if Arthur Blank wanted to hire him, which I think he did, and it sounded very much like Belichick thought he was going to get that job, I just hope that, like, the input of his former boss didn't sway it one way or the other. Because if I'm Robert Kraft, I'm going to lie to you.
I'm sure. I don't want to say it swayed him, but he thought about it. I bet it went into his final decision. I bet it. I know he listened to his brain trust and all those things and everything like that. But he had that in the back of his mind about if this happened and all those things, then Robert Kraft said something to him.
Yeah, and Robert Kraft's like, good.
Yeah, Robert Kraft, yeah.
Now they got a different guy who I don't have to worry about.
I always believe this. Billionaires are billionaires for a reason. You know what I mean?
And it's not for giving friendly business
advice. Exactly. That's the thing about it. So how close are these two? And did Robert Kraft look at it as, I'm looking?
Maybe. Or did he look at it as he's going to think I'm looking out for him?
And then he don't hire.
He doesn't hire the greatest coach of all time.
He don't hire the greatest coach of all time because he might win there. And then it'd be like, well, Bill could win without me.
Exactly.
Bill can win without the Patriots.
Tom already won without us.
Yes.
Now Bill wins
now
without
Bill
us.
Do this?
Now I'm sitting here holding the bag. I got to go back to the strip mall.
Yeah. I wonder if that place is still there.
Yeah.
Like the nasty massage parlors, they don't go they get relocated.
Yeah, they just move.
Yeah, they get relocated.
They just move. Yeah, there's a lot of strip malls, man.
Hell yeah. I mean, what's to take a table with some towels? Nothing.
Not much.
And then some
and the
Andre 3000 soundtrack.
Yeah, you got some flute music.
Yeah, flute music.
It's actually a big year for massage parlors. They got a new soundtrack. Andre.
Oh, man, I thought it was even new something I didn't know. It's a big year for massage parlors. What's going on now?
That new music for the first time.
Yeah, okay.
Kenny G hadn't dropped a hot one in like 20 years.
Massage parlors cracking. That cracking?
All right. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to an NFL no huddle coming up next to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.